everyone, and welcome to another episode of Diary of a Binge Watcher, and I hope all of you are doing well. For today, I've picked a really special series. If you have already watched it, I'll be very glad, but if not, then give me approx 5 to 6 minutes of your time. The series is a welcoming and refreshing change from the usual crime or politics web series we have been bombarded with recently. So the name of the show is Taj Mahal 1989, and it's been a while since its release. But I also know that so many of you guys have not watched this masterpiece yet. It has a genre of drama and romance slash a bit of comedy. This show is set in Lucknow in late 80s and early 90s. It has total of 7 episodes, each of around half an hour. The series consists of too many characters, or we can say couple of love stories. It is a mixture of different age groups, because of which I feel that you can relate to one or the other character of the show. The list includes Neeraj Kabi, who we recently saw in Patal Lok as the reporter in the news agency. Gitanjali Kulkarni, Sheba Chadda, I love her. Danish Hussain are few. Along with these great actors, you'll get to see some new faces as well. And Anuj Singh Dhaka is my personal favorite, who's playing the role of a Lucknow University student who doesn't believe in love. His character is of a very realistic and practical man who thinks he'll never fall in love. Also, it looks like Pushpendra Nath Mishra invested a lot of time for this show, because not just being the writer and the director of the show, he wrote 11 out of 13 soundtracks of the show, and I must say all the songs are very lovely. The story of the show is well scripted. It is the story of a pre-internet age. The story is like a beautiful necklace of beads, and the beads are the love stories, and all of them are put together with the string of Lucknow University, because some or the other way all the stories are somehow related to Lucknow University. It is a story of Professor Sarita and Professor Akhtar, who teaches physics and philosophy in the same university respectively. Later, Akhtar meets his long lost friend Sudhakar and his lover Mumtaz, who was a former sex worker. Then we have another love story of Dharam and Rashmi, who are best friends with Angad, about whom I told you he doesn't believe in love. Yes. These three are also students of Lucknow University only. The show is like a realization of love, or rejuvenating the spark of love in the old couples. Because I was told to give a spoiler-free review, so I think that's enough about the story. But frankly, the script of the show is beautifully written, as you'll see so many characters and so many love stories are connected together. Usually, other makers tend to confuse the audience with so many characters. But here in Taj Mahal, it's pretty much clear, and you can later relate to one or the other character. It may not be similar to your love story, but something which you would have witnessed around you. Overall, the way of presentation is very engaging, and it keeps you glued to the screen. Detailing of the show is fine, not very excellent, but the touch of landlines, Mahakola, BTEX, and shows like Karam Chand on television gives you the feel of early 90s. Acting wise, it's very strong, because we have actors such as Sheba Chadda, Neeraj Kabi, and subtle but apt acting of Danish Hussain is up to the mark. And because of acting, we tend to avoid few weak points such as editing, transition, and weak direction maybe. Costumes will also remind you of 80s or 90s, but I also felt that hairstyles of 90s were not something like what you'll see Rashmi and Mamta had done in the show. The touch of Urdu and Shairi adds sweetness to the show, because you can not complain about the dialogues, plus you get to listen to some Shairi. Slangs are also used in the show, but it doesn't look forceful like they did in Betal. Also, through the show, I came to know that in 90s, a quarter old monk 15 rupees ki milti thi. So, you'll get to see some college politics also in the show, and you'll get to witness positive side of Dharam for Rashmi. Perfect balance of sarcasm, 90s detail, love, subtle comedy and drama can be seen in the show. Well, I also feel that the trailer of the show is not doing enough justice to the show because it is really not even close to the sneak peek of the actual content of the show. But if the show is set in Lucknow, why the name of the show is Taj Mahal? The answer of this question is in the show itself. I would say Taj Mahal 1989 is totally worth watching. It's a break from all the dark theme content we are being provided with recently. Please watch it and let me know if you agree with me so that I get to know if it's really working between me and you guys. So this is the end of my another episode. We'll be coming next Sunday with another show for you to watch. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.